Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, and just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ready to believe you. We are.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The recipe for indifference. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we don't do Las Vegas-style shows anymore.
No.
I think we now are calling them Reno-style shows.
Uh-huh. Reno-style?
No, adult language.
Salty language.
Adult situations.
Yes.
No
TVMA appearances.
No, actually, no actual penetration.
No, right. No, can't do that anymore.
We've got another one coming for you, a Reno-style party, a ratings party, a listener party, coming up in August.
Kong, the eighth wonder of the world!
Kong, buddy, we should have that announced pretty soon, right?
I think next Tuesday we'll have a location for you.
That will be fantastic.
Goody gumdrops.
So stay tuned. Looking forward to that next get-together. Now, what we have here, Rob, hold on. When is Elvis's death day? When is that show?
August 16th.
August 16th. It's coming very soon.
It'll be here very soon, and we'll also have another good visitor that day.
Really?
Patton Oswalt. So it'll be fun.
Oh Patton will be here for our Elvis show.
I am sure he will be captivated by the spirit of Elvis.
He loves
Elvis.
Loves the Elvis show.
Patton enjoys
Seems
Elvis.
Like such a natural.
Patton Oswalt.
All right, good. Now, I'm sorry. You know, I said that like Regis. Well, okay, fine.
Well, then fine.
Well, then fine.
Well, good.
We'll see Rickles.
Here we go with Rob's Weirdo Rolodex. Now, the lady that brought us the Buddha Mouse song.
Yes. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Buddha Mouse.
Jennifer Whisper. Rob has booked her today and says that we should ask her about Elvis and his brand new song. Remember, she talks to dead people.
She talks to the dead, and I guess the dead are creating new products.
Yeah, they send messages.
Steve Allen has a new song.
Well, he's still prolific up in heaven. That's fantastic.
And Irving Berlin has a new song.
Huh,
and
we know he's dead.
And according to Kong,
the eighth wonder of the world!
She's got her piano. She's ready to play, right?
Oh, she's got an accompanist named Jack.
Oh, really?
One of the off boys.
Wow. Is he a friend?
Yes, a close friend.
And
you'll remember, we had Jennifer booked some months ago, and she had some medical difficulties, so this is her triumphant return.
I picture her as a tiny, petite, old woman.
I don't know what she looks like.
Oh, dear.
We're sorry. Okay. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
That's unfortunate. Jennifer Whisper.
And she's looking for a cartoonist to bring Buddha Mouse to life still. So
Buddha Mouse is the story of enlighten me.
Buddha Mouse.
It's an Eastern themed mouse for Walt Disney.
Walt Disney contacted her from the other side and taught her a song about Buddha Mouse. Yeah, maybe she'll sing that for us as well.
And anything to do with Buddhism? Does Buddha Mouse have to do with Buddhism? Is that it?
The mouse itself is a Buddhist.
He's a little Buddha.
Yeah, but I think he's more about fun.
Hello, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Jennifer, howdy, this is Don and Mike. How are you, honey?
I'm just fine.
It's been so long. Are you feeling better?
Oh, I'm just feeling very, very,
that's
very
so nice. How's Elvis? Rob was telling us that you've talked to Elvis recently.
Oh, yeah, and Elvis has given me a message and for everybody and also a song.
How does that work, Jennifer? When Elvis talks to you, how does that actually take place?
It always starts with a vibration.
A vibration?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I call all these people I channel the music from, my stars above. And when they want to give me a song or a message, they'll...
Hey, baby.
Their vibration on me, and that's their personality.
Jennifer, this is Elvis speaking to you right now.
Hey.
Would you write a song about bacon?
How great thou art!
Yeah.
Bacon in my twisted teenage colon.
So Elvis is still writing up in heaven, huh?
Yeah, he is. You want to hear the song?
We would love to. Now, this is strictly...
Nothing would make me happier.
This is strictly 100% above board. You're not a carny.
Are you going to sing it like Elvis?
Well, my friend Jack, who plays the piano for me, he and I do my Judy Garland show here in San Diego.
You do a Judy Garland show?
I have a whole Judy Garland show.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Do you do the whole gamut of Judy Garland's emotional?
Oh, at the little theater that I know of.
Do you do it when she was, like, towards the end and a little boozy and you know, drugged up a little bit?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I shouldn't have even brought that up.
Would you stop that?
I'm sorry.
Who would want to see Judy Garland,
Jennifer, please,
drunk and drugged out?
Please accept my most humble apologies.
Hey, I do.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Why don't we go ahead and...
Can I just say about that comment?
Yeah.
Jack is going
so
to...
Hello? What?
Are you guys
so
out or what?
What?
What's that? Don got a little mad at me because I made that comment about Judy Garland, and he's a big fan.
Well, here's my song.
Here we go. Here's Jennifer's song.
Elvis from, he channeled this through the spirit whisperer.
This is
key.
Elvis. This is Elvis we're going to hear.
Elvis,
and I'm going to hold the phone to Jack and the piano.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And then belt out the song, Jennifer.
All right. Here.
All right, honey.
The name of it is Elvis the King.
Elvis the King.
That's a good title.
Here it goes.
Autobiographical.
Here it goes.
Here we go.
She's better this time.
Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
I live to disco. Now I'm in heaven.
Is that Jack who's singing?
Hold on. Jack Off is singing? Her friend Jack, right. Right, Mr. Off.
Why do I picture a living room covered with plastic?
Why do I picture her, like, wheelchair-bound and this guy, you know, wearing a tuxedo?
Or an ascot.
Yeah,
like Cesar Romero.
Darling, get me another radio show to be on. Do you think he has to service the account?
I think absolutely.
Part of the name.
I think he looks like Jack Cassidy.
I'm Jack Cassidy. I'm bisexual.
Well, now this is... Now, I'm is getting the impression that he's a little younger than Jennifer. Mm-hmm.
This is not the same as when she used to sing.
When I discoed in San Francisco,
oh, God.
I feel chills up and down my spine.
Yeah, baby.
This is too good. This guy sounds like a major faggot, doesn't he?
When I disco.
I could not disagree more.
The vibration.
No. He's a fag.
Absolutely.
I feel lifted.
Neil Sedaka.
The music in rhythm.
Wonder what Jennifer Whisper's doing while this is going up.
She's trying to tap out SOS. She's trying desperately to dial 911.
Elvis the King.
Artistically bankrupt.
Elvis
Rob, what the frig is this?
This is his best booking
Elvis
in months. That's what this is. This is Pater.
I smell sulfur.
This is regular caller.
Jesus.
Elvis the King. Elvis
it's the ending.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
Oh, fantastic. Wow. Jennifer, I was very surprised. I thought you were going to sing the song. That's fantastic music.
Okay.
That is beautiful. Now, Jennifer, where did you find that young man? And we are guessing by his...
Is that your boyfriend?
Beautiful sounding voice.
My boyfriend, no.
No?
He's my friend, and we work... And I found him in church, and I went up to him, and... I told him what I did, and he said, "You do what?"
Mm-hmm.
And then he came over, and he loved the songs, and he could feel the energy, and he really liked it. And so then we started doing my Judy Garland show.
When did you start going to a gay church?
What?
When did you start going to a gay church?
How do you say that?
You said you met him in church.
I met him in church, yeah.
He's gay, right?
Okay. Now, do you want to hear the America, the other song?
Yes.
I am your red. Okay.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
I want you to hear this. Jack's going to perform
who
it.
Who did now? Who did you channel to get this song?
Now, Jennifer, okay. Hold on. Can we please ask you to sing?
What?
Can you still sing?
I don't know why you're sounding blurry to me.
Can you sing something for us?
Oh, well, I could sing you a few lines of a song.
Sounding blurry.
Steve Allen gave me.
Steve Allen. Yes, sing the Steve Allen song.
Please, Jennifer.
Please, we'd like to hear you sing.
Oh, you want to hear me sing?
We'd love to hear you sing.
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it, darling.
I want you to feel his, I'll sing a little bit of it, but I want you to feel Steve Allen's vibe.
Oh, we have for years.
We do. Feeling his vibe right now, honey.
We could practically be Jane Meadows.
I had a dream last night about a song I would write, a song that would sell, a song the world would like.
He's so horny.
And in my dreams that
shut
I...
Shut up!
Last night,
she can't hear that, don't worry.
The song that I wrote was sung in a show that played in New York on Broadway. How's that?
That's fabulous.
Oh, that is beautiful.
What's Jack going to sing for us next?
Now he's going to sing this song from Irving Berlin. It's called I Am Your Red, White, and B-L-U-E.
Oh, I bet this is a patriotic thing, huh?
It is. And,
what rum?
Okay.
Maybe
now,
just
the song has a twist to it, okay, because...
Can you dance to it?
But the song has a twist in that the American flag herself is singing this song.
Wow. Hey, so this is a song being sung by the American flag?
So it's a fag singing a flag.
The flag, she wants us to know some things about her.
Buzz, this is positively...
Okay, here we go. I am your red, white, and L-U-E.
Magical.
The word you always use.
Oh, brilliant!
Hi, this is Jack.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing really good. How are you guys doing?
You're a very talented musician. We're enjoying your performing.
Well, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to do Jennifer's music. They're so beautiful.
That's wonderful. And you'll be performing what song for us today?
I'm going to be doing I Am Your Red, White, and B-L-U-E, and that's actually the flag singing.
Oh, wow. That is.
So I am the flag.
Do you now or have you ever recently had to register with authorities, put a sign in your front yard? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Sure.
My house, actually, I go in through the back.
May we ask, Jack, how old are you, sir?
How old am I?
Yes, how old are you?
I'm 40-ish.
40-ish. Uh-huh. And Jennifer is a little older, I would assume?
A little bit older than me.
Little. Is there anything romantically between the two of you?
Not yet.
Oh, not yet.
Hang in there, stud.
Hey, Liberace, do you like girls?
Huh?
Do you like you like girls, Liberace?
So you're telling us there's a chance?
There might be.
We are a very gay friendly. We are a gay friendly show.
We are very gay friendly.
I just have to tell you that my gaydar totally went off.
Dom was pegging you for a little miniature Liberace. Do you look anything like him?
Liberace? I don't know. He's okay, I guess.
No, I mean, do you look anything like Liberace?
Oh, do I look like Liberace?
Yes.
No, not at all.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, then I'm just dying to hear Red, White, and B-L-U-E.
All right, we'll do it.
Again, you'll be singing as the American flag.
As the flag, we'll picture you waving.
Which was channeled through Jennifer Whisper. Uh-huh.
Irving Berlin wrote it.
Irving Berlin. Okay, here we go.
Jack the Fag.
Very good.
Second, at the end, you can join in because there's a reminiscent
part. Put a sock in it. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
He's tried that, I'm sure.
Oh, wave me high, open wide your heart.
Right.
USA will never
this guy doesn't go to Duke City.
For all the world to see, I am your symbol of liberty.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I am your symbol of liberty.
Oh, damn.
I am your red, white, and
B-L-U-E.
I love these people.
I am your red, white, and B-L-U-E. I am your symbol of
just people.
Freedom and J-U-S-T-I-C. Spell it out for you so that you can all see.
Uh-huh. You think she's got a feeding tube in her arm right now?
Not yet. She's blind.
His main job is just...
She looks like Baby Jane.
His main...
Sailors and Marines. March me.
His main job is just cleaning her bedpan. And he gets turned on by it.
He's slowly starving her to death.
It really...
She's skin and bones in a wheelchair. He's like, we're going to be make you a big star, darling.
He's dressing her up like Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke.
I want to see the Judy Garland show. I truly do.
I think you're hearing it now.
I am your red, white, and blue.
Okay, right.
Hey, that's right. He's slowly increasing the cyanide in her pudding every night.
America is perfect for the likes of you and me.
I picture him with his pants up to his nipples. Do you know what movie is coming to mind? A Mighty Wind.
More than one way to
I'm
break.
Picturing a snuff film.
God bless America.
Everybody.
Come on now. Land that I love. Oh, beautiful for Spain.
Jesus.
Guys, for
I didn't sign up for this. And I thought it would be the old lady singing again. I didn't know that it was going to be
it's a surprising bonus.
Waylon Flowers and Madam. Jim J. Bullock. Trying to think of famous faggots in show business.
What's going on?
Clay Aiken.
Oh, hey, I can relate to this one.
You're a grand old flag. You're a flag. Forever in peace.
You know what's happening right now? She's going back and forth in the chair. Wheeling back.
Right now she's just choking.
She's duct taped to the chair.
He's holding up a sign
this
saying...
This is the funniest thing. This is killing me.
He's holding up a sign saying, don't say a word.
He's playing piano with one hand. The other hand, he's pointing a gun at her. He's got a shotgun on his lap.
He's got just a spoon of dog food that he's holding in front of her. Be good. Who's hungry?
I just think we should keep these people active in the Rolodex.
The L-U-E.
Do you think he's wearing one of her house coats?
Yeah.
Your red, white.
Oh, here, big finish.
B-L-U-E.
Oh.
Bravo.
Fantastic. Bravo.
What did you think?
Author.
Author.
Oh, that was Irving Berlin, right?
Right.
He wrote that. Oh, this is fantastic.
Awful.
Where do you?
Awful.
No, I said author.
Where do you perform your Judy Garland show, Jennifer?
Oh, it's a little theater called the Vaudeville and Candy Shop.
Now, Jennifer, are you able to get out of the house on a regular basis?
Sure.
Oh, fantastic! And,
we were just concerned about Jack.
Yes. He's not like holding you against your will or anything, is he?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good. You're making sure.
Me against your will? Against my will? No.
Is there anything? We asked Jack the same question. Is there anything romantic between the two of you?
Oh, well, listen, I'll tell you what. The next time you call me, we'll do Prime Time, and it's about an older woman and a younger man.
Yeah, baby.
She says, don't want to be your mama, don't need me another son.
Uh-huh.
I'm in my prime time, and it's time now to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, good for you.
What an incredible musical interlude this has been on our show. Thank you, Jennifer.
So do you think
that song came from Patsy Cline, by the way?
Patsy Cline wrote it.
Ah.
You know, and you're so modest that these songs kind of come through you. You could take credit for them all by yourself, but you're giving credit to the dead people that wrote them.
Yeah, well,
who speaks to you?
You know why? Because they have that message.
Right.
Nobody dies, and that's what they discovered, and they want to know. Want us all to know we won't die ever.
Does Jack ever help you, with your hospital gowns or sponge baths or getting up and down the stairs?
What's that?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, hi there, Jack.
Oh, putting on the big boy. Nothing.
Do you ever give her sponge baths or? Do romantic stuff like rubber feet, like that commercial.
Jack, just between men here, and really, you can just give us a number. She's not going to know what we're asking. How much older is Jennifer than you, Jack? Just give us an estimate.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
over 30 years?
No.
No, 20 years?
20 plus.
20 plus. Okay.
On a scale of, who's the celebrity she most resembles?
She does kind of look like Judy Garland.
Oh, fantastic!
She's actually very youthful looking. People don't take her for her age.
Oh, okay. All right. And who would be the celebrity you most resemble?
Yeah.
What's that?
Who would be the celebrity you most resemble, Jack?
Let's see. When I was younger, I looked like Tony Danza, but as I get older, I look more like Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Okay. No Boy George in there, right?
Do you ever channel Lance Bass?
No, I don't. I don't do makeup. Sorry.
He doesn't do makeup.
I bet.
He's strictly a man's man.
Well, you two.
But with a very sensitive heart.
You two are brilliant together. I think this is an incredible collaboration.
I think I figured Jack out. Is Jack undergoing shots and hormone stuff to become a woman?
What kind of show is this?
It's a show. Don't listen to him. It's a show that appreciates music.
I'm just trying to figure out the relationship between you and Jack.
Well, neither one of them, Don, has shut the door on a romantic relationship, and I think that's exciting.
You can't analyze magic.
We think you two are great together.
Music is a great romance, and that's what we have
going
for us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then I'm going to back off my statement that Jack might be
playing for the other team.
Yeah.
Jennifer.
Yes, dear.
A little Judy Garland, por favor.
Oh, let's see. What is one of my Judy songs?
Rainbow.
Oh, sing it with me.
I painted
a rainbow here in the sky.
Are you glad I asked?
A rainbow.
Look at Don's
to
face.
Tell you.
Hide your jewelry.
Never die.
If he's not a faggot, and he's not a gigolo, he's just got to be like a cat burglar.
A bright golden hue.
He's singing in the background.
I painted.
Listen to this. Plus, you know, the house smells like old woman.
I love
yeah.
You.
I mean, from either of them.
I love them both. Cheer you when you're feeling blue.
I picture drawn on eyebrows, clown like rouge.
What is she singing?
I don't know.
Brilliant.
Bravo.
It doesn't matter.
Fantastic. Great job, Jennifer.
You and Jack singing Judy Garland.
Well, look at, you know, if you want to do more shows with Jack and me.
Yes, we do.
We could do something regularly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I have so much material, you just can't believe.
Oh, fantastic.
Even from Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, please.
Yeah, baby.
Now, how's Jim Hendrix doing?
How is he doing?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, last time I tuned in to him, he was doing fine. And he also gave me, a very beautiful poem.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Jimmy.
Would you like?
But I have to go into my own archives here in my filing cabinet.
Well,
because you know I don't.
No, here's
do this
the poem right
day.
Here. Here's
what?
The poem. Dear Jennifer.
What?
It's me, Jimi Hendrix. I hope you have a nice day.
Okay,
I love your singing. P.S.
Okay.
Jack is gay.
Oh, we love you guys.
Always the jokester.
Fantastic.
Well, call me soon.
Okay, we will.
Let's make another time and a date.
Tell all those dead celebrities that we said hello.
And it can't come soon enough, Jennifer.
Okay, dear ones.
Okay,
remember
you.
The ghost whisper? No, I am the ghost. What am I?
Your spirit whisperer.
I'm the spirit whisperer.
You're the spirit whisperer,
darling.
Uh-huh.
Have fun. You two have a nice supper.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Dress cool.
That was positively wonderful.
Priceless, really.
I truly enjoyed that. And you know what? She wasn't this fun until that wonderful man came into her life.
That's right.
Jack.
Liberace Jack.
Jack. What do you got there, Joe?
You got a picture?
Now, hold on. Joe went to what website did you go to there, Joe?
That's the website for the vaudeville and candy shop.
Oh,
and it's 35-seater with a stage that's 7.5 feet out by 15 feet.
Here's
wide.
A picture. Take a look at it, Mike. Take a look at Mike.
Oh, look at that.
It's
and
like,
they have candy.
It's like where senior citizens would go to do the old vaudeville act,
right.
And they have like a candy machine and a popcorn machine like you see in a movie theater.
And she wears a little like party girl dress.
She's with a big bow in her hair.
No, she's out. She's like one of those fan girls.
Yeah,
oh, fan one of those girls from the 1900s.
Yeah, like Dorothy Dandridge.
That's right.
All I know is, Jennifer Whisper was just okay, but since Jack has come into her life, that's a better act now. It really
like,
is.
Like big when Stiller Jack. And Mara got together, it's magic.
Big bad Jack
had to happen.
I'm feeling pretty gay right now. Here's what I'm thinking.
Come on.
Rob, you can dial for the phone whores tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that.
You know what we've got? It's a Wednesday.
Yes.
And you know what that means.
Oh, we all know what that means.
It's Prince Spaghetti Day.
Super.
Greg Wolpen Day.
Has he given us something decent today?
No, he hasn't. Actually, today his column just sucked.
Huh. Okay. But we've got an archive, don't
we? Where's today's newspaper, Robbie? Be a dear. Where's today's paper? Today's paper, Kong. Thank you. Sorry for my outburst earlier.
That was very, very, very nasty.
I'm sorry.
Listen,
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's the Willie.
So, here's what he writes today.
Yeah.
It's, Willie Nelson sings for farmers and speaks from the heart. It's one of his serious columns.
Yeah.
Boring.
No, that's why we...
Not gay enough.
We stockpile these babies.
We do.
We do.
Don't always get to them, but we got them handy.
Yeah, we got one. This one was on... 7/19, so we're talking about July 19th.
Very nice.
The headline when we come back, it's only fitting to go toe-to-toe with fashion.
Oh, there
no
you
more.
Go.
By Craig Wolfen.
Now
wonderful.
You've got it.
That's the Wednesday favorite, and we'll dedicate that to Jack, one of the off-boys. Out there with poor Jennifer Whisperer.
Sing Judy Garland.
Sing it now, lady.
Sing it now, baby Jane.
Sing it now. Sing it now or you don't get another sugar cube. Okay, break B right back.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.